Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 9 o'clock on a Friday. The regular crowd shuffles in. Somebody texted in about the flies we were talking about in the kitchen, that they might be drain flies, not fruit flies, two different bugs. The fruit flies have red eyes. I can't see that much. And then again, I guess it could be drain flies that have been up all night. I don't know. They're saying pour drain sanitizer down the drain to eliminate drain flies. If not, do what Joe told you to do, Joe Martin. And when it comes to eating, I would suggest you do what our next guest is about to tell you. Ian McNulty, that's the best time of the year, week for us, rather, as he shuffles in to tell us about eating and drinking. How you doing, Ian?
T-squared. Good to be back with you. Yes, when the week feels like a year, this is the year end. But it's been a swift week of many dining adventures and much to discuss, my friend. One of the ways I make summer slip by a little more smoothly is by having fun at restaurants, having fun with dining, using the kind of the structure of the hospitality community that we have at our disposal in this community to build some outings and such. You know, it's the way that if you lived in Colorado, you'd plan an outing around canyons and hikes and hills and mountains and such. If you lived on the beach, it would be a beach weekend. We live in New Orleans, the greatest dining city in the world. And in the summertime, it's all ours, baby. So I've been having a lot of fun just kind of cutting it up and putting together some different itineraries and different ideas of dining out. And it's been a blast. And one of them actually started not in New Orleans at all, but on the North Shore. I've got a story brand spanking new on Nola.com all about this. It is how the addition of one new restaurant on the old Mandeville lakefront spurred a cross lake trip. And I got thinking and thought, there's a lot of stuff I want to check out there. Maybe more than one dinner. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should book a room. And this turned into a staycation, and then dinner with a staycation turned into a bar crawl around old Mandeville. That it was a lot of fun. The restaurant that spurred it, Tommy, is a new spot called Aperitif. Mm-hmm. And it's right on the Mandeville lakefront. If you're familiar, it's pretty much where Girard hits the lake. Dons, the immortal Dons on the lake, the waterfront watering hole dive bar. Mm-hmm. I say with affection because I love dives, is on the corner. And Aperitif is the new spot right next to it. Hard to believe. It used to be a juice bar, but you look at it now, and it's got sort of upscale beach house dining room vibes mixed with like a clubhouse bar. It's definitely a restaurant, but it also has kind of a bar feel. There's a big front porch with umbrella top tables and people kind of lining the rail there, just watching the lake as it turns colors and the wind kicks up. It's a restaurant from a well-known name on the North Shore, Tommy. His name is Cayman Sinclair. He's been in the game for a long time. He used to have the Lake House, which was just up the lakefront until Hurricane Ida did its thing. But this is sort of an encore, and the food's real good. It's New Orleans style with a modern edge. Cayman has a big catering operation up there on the North Shore that goes far and wide. And you can kind of tell some of the dishes feel like really nice upscale party food. And that kind of fits for the aperitif theme, the, like, you know, get the evening going, start it out, have some nice light bites, a lot of seafood. And it's got a real cool feel to it. It's been a hit. It's been definitely a hot spot on the lakefront since opening in the spring. And the day that we tried it out, we went early on purpose, quite an early seating. Because Tommy, we had more to do in old Mandeville. And so, after dinner, the thing I like about old Mandeville is everything's real close together, and it's different, right? You go to some places and they kind of feel like resorts. Well, you go to some places and they are resorts and everything's very uniform. You can kind of find in this some places down the Gulf Coast now what I like about Old Mandeville is it's still got that Louisiana town feel. That means there's like a dichotomy. It's just like in New Orleans, right? You go a couple blocks and it goes from polished to languorous, from grand houses to sort of funky shacks, all in this kind of shared landscape of draping oaks and palmettos. And you know you're in a place, you know, a place of character. And so that's why I appreciated, you know, releasing from my grip on New Orleans for just a quick staycation and going somewhere else and just getting the vibe and getting the groove. And so, after dinner, it was to Pat's Rest a While, right down the lakefront. All these places are walking distance. They're also golf cart distance, much like the Gulf Coast towns these days, kind of crisscrossed by golf carts.
Everybody's got golf carts today. Do you notice that or not?
They're fun. I have to say, I mean, it's sort of like cruising at the stately speed of a slow bicycle ride. You know,
it got started, I think, because, and I might be wrong here, but they had a tax credit for four-wheeled electric vehicles, where basically people would get them for free. That's how I think the golf cart craze started. The government eventually did away with that, and accountants can text me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right. And then from there, it just took off. But go ahead.
And then people discovered, there's a cup holder on this golf cart.
Exactly, huh. Yeah.
I think that might have something to do with it also. Pat's Rest a While, if you dubbed it, it's a grand, it's not grand, it's very casual, but it's big in scale. It's from Pat Gallagher from Gallagher's Grill, the great Gallagher's Grill in Covington. And this one, they brought back, he and his partners, this cluster of old, historic, but frankly disintegrating summer camp cabins that had been on the lake, just kind of festering away on the lakefront, completely transformed them into this modern campus of dining rooms and bars kind of connected around a central patio. And it's raised up, so that's great for when the lake comes a-knocking during storms. But also, in more placid times, it gives you a great view, an elevated view on the lake. It feels like you're not just by the lake, but actually on the lake, as if on board a boat on the water. And it gets you a better breeze, and it's real nice. And this is a family-friendly place. When we went, it was busy, it was crowded, kids running around. But then you secret yourself over to one of the little nooks in it called Sophie Tavern. It was, again, one of those individual buildings. It's now all conjoined as this Pat's Rest a While campus. And this is the adults-only tavern, and from a rocking chair on the front porch, watching the sunset. You know, the sun is setting behind you on the North Shore, because everyone knows in New Orleans the sun sets on the North Shore, just like it rises on the West Bank, because New Orleans. But you're sitting there in the rocker watching the sun behind you paint the lakefront, the lake, you know, just different colors, and the trees changing hues as it goes. Real peaceful. But then on from there, Tommy, a few more stops. And, you know, we get into the full detail in the NOLA.com story. But a few highlights. A wine shop turned cocktail lounge. That would be Grateful Ape. With the interior I never thought I'd find in Old Mandeville. Just real sort of different wine-centric interior with some pretty upscale cocktails in a very lowbrow setting. And another lounge called Noir Bistro that is right by the trailhead, right by the playgrounds and the pavilion and the bike stands, that looks like it was dropped straight from Magazine Street by way of Paris and Montmartre. You know, it's got that kind of style to it. And a nice wine list, good selection of beer, cocktails, and Tommy, the option to add a salted caramel rim to any of those wines and beers. Definitely a new flex on me. Had to try it. Would not repeat it, but there must be people out there who love it. So that is your place if you want a salted caramel rim dipped glass of Portuguese white or Riesling.
And what is that place?
Noir Bistro.
Noir Bistro, okay. And wow. The other one was Pat's Rest a While campus on Lakeshore, right?
Yeah, Pat's Rest a While. I'm calling it a campus.
Rest a While restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. And we talked about the Grateful Ape. It's a place for wine and, more to the point these days, cocktails. And then, of course, it all ended near where it began, at Don's on the lake, because you got to have a dive bar in your routine. And the places that have been there the oldest are often the best. And, you know, Don's has been spruced up a bit after a renovation because it sits right there by the lake. The lake does come knocking every once in a while. But it still is, you know, and it's hard to down a dirty dive bar. But you can get the full tour on NOLA.com. It was an interesting romp, and truly one of those outings I mean, we were door to door from my place less than 24 hours. And it was one of those trips that that just makes the summer go by a little smoother. It plants these little adventures on the weekends, and before you know it, it's Saints training camp time.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Text line's open, 504-260-1870. The Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line. Ian McNulty, our guest. He is your guide for eating and drinking in the city because that's what he does for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. You got any questions or comments? You want to spend your money right, correct? You want to spend it right, and you want to get something that you really like for your money. So now's the time to get the most for your dollar and also get the restaurant that you like by picking Ian McNulty's brain, and that's why he spends his time with us. 504-260-1870. Don't ever text and drive. Tommy Tiger back in a flash, WWL. It is 9:23 Friday morning. We love to talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the New Orleans Times, for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. And he's already told us about his North Shore journeys, and you can find out more about that at NOLA.com. Some of the text coming in, Ian, before we get to some other places that you've been eating and drinking and what else you've been doing. Tommy, please ask Ian if he knows of a better place to get raw oysters than Cooter Brown's and a better place for charbroiled oysters than Katie's.
Okay, well, this is an interesting question about...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
About oysters. I think that both those are fine places to get oysters in their respective categories. But when we're talking about oysters right now, we're not just talking about one oyster. And this has been a sea change in the last, I don't know, 8 years, let's say, that's been accelerating over the past couple. And so what I appreciate about Cooter Brown's is, A, it's just a tavern where you can get raw oysters. They devote an entire area to an oyster bar, which is not insubstantial. But lately, they've also expanded the range. So there are the what generations from, you know, back to the original people smashing oysters against rocks have known as oysters, the reef-harvested oysters that are the, you know, the conventional Louisiana oyster. They're serving those as always, but they've also added the cultivated kind, the type that you and I have talked about before, that are grown off bottom. They're pricier, but they're more elegant. They're cleaner. They tend to be smaller. The flavor is more delicate, usually a little more briny. They compare really well to the oysters that you find along the East Coast and the West Coast and overseas for that matter. And what I love is that it's added this whole dimension of oyster love coming from local waters. A lot of them are coming from Grand Isle these days, others down the Gulf Coast. And so you'll find a selection of those on menus, like at Cooter Brown's. And Cooter Brown's is far and away the more casual place to find this, where you can get the normal, conventional Louisiana, big old St. Bernard Parish guys next to what they're cultivating at these smaller farms with a little more distinct flavor and texture to them. But that said, the reason that's at Cooter Brown's is Cooter Brown's is owned by the same guys who have a downtown oyster emporium that is Sidecar, Sidecar Nola. It's down in the warehouse district next to the cotton mill building, attached to the Rusty Nail, all one business, really, or just one operation. So you can walk through the Rusty Nail bar, and then you come out into this patio that is Sidecar. And they have a really long menu of oysters, typically a dozen or more different varieties. So you can taste them from Grand Isle to Nova Scotia to New England to the Gulf Coast and to Plaquemines Parish, the big boy soap dishes as usual. So you can taste around. And so that's the story of oysters these days. And these cultivated oysters, Tommy, they stay good all summer. They don't have, I mean, I eat conventional oysters year round, but they typically don't spawn, and that's the thing that gives oysters, puts them a little bit off in some parts of the summer. You'll find these oysters everywhere now, by the way. Drago's, which, you know, creator of that char-grilled oyster that Katie's does well also now, is carrying these off-bottom oysters alongside the regular ones. So is Acme. So, you know, the big names and oysters are in it. But you'll find more of these sort of oyster emporiums that are specialized. So if you love oysters, a couple more to put on your list. Pigeon and Whale on Ferret Street. Fives Oyster Bar on Jackson Square. Like a fantastic raw bar and cocktail lounge on Jackson Square that is not for the tourists, but is definitely for the aficionados and the locals. Pesh Seafood Grill, of course. And there's more, but that's a good starter course for you. When it comes to char grilled, my question is, how much do you want on them? Because sometimes there's a craze for char grilled oysters because you smell them. You smell them on the grill when you're walking up to the restaurant. You think, this is going to be fabulous. I have to have them. And sometimes the lily gets a little gilded sometimes, in my opinion, right? The restaurants will say, okay, well, it's a char grilled oyster, but it's not anyone's char grilled oyster. We're putting char-grilled oyster with an entire fried oyster on top of that, wrapped in bacon, topped with Gouda cream sauce, and an upright sprig of rosemary. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get my point.
And some hot fudge and a scoop of chocolate cherry ice cream, right?
That's right. That's a lot to pack into an oyster shell. I think less is more when it comes to this. This is why I think Drago's did nail it in the beginning. You know, it's a stripped-down recipe that just shows the oyster and all its goodness. And that's the kind of oyster that I look for when you're talking about a char-grilled variety. I think Neo's on Bienville Street in Mid-City does it real well. I think Dickie Brennan's Bourbon House, if you find yourself down the French Quarter, that oyster bar right there, I know, it's on Bourbon Street, I know. But like that curving marble oyster bar up front, you get some of the raw ones and you get some of the char-grilled ones. They have this Creole Bordelaise that they add to it. It's just really flavorful. It's the Brennan restaurant. They know what they're doing with sauces. And that's it. That's all it needs. Pow. A little flavor explosion when you bite in.
Somebody wants to know about Apolline. Am I pronouncing that correctly on Magazine Street?
Yeah, it's New Orleans. You know, you get a lot of flexibility with pronouncing classic Greek names. Just ask anyone who lives on Terpsichore Street or Dr. Yades instead of Dryad.
How should it be pronounced?
we can consult a Greek scholar on that, but it would be Terpsichore, I think, in Greek class instead of Terpsichore.
No, I'm at the restaurant.
Oh, I see. Apolline.
Okay.
Apolline.
So what should they get? Have you been there? What's good?
Yeah, brunch is fantastic there. This is on Magazine Street. It's way uptown. It's right on the parade route, by the way. This is a great porch to book for a parade. We're talking months and months from now, of course, but we can daydream because the Magazine Street parades go right past its porch. But this is a reliable, upscale, casual, uptown spot that they're not really moving the needle as far as creative cuisine goes, but they do a really good job with the kind of things that punch the buttons, you know, like a thick-cut pork chop. Like I said, brunch is really good. They often have deals. It's a solid spot in that part of town.
Somebody texted in, Smoke and Honey's a cool spot in Mid-City. I know you've spoken about that. Branzino whole fish was great, and I want to know if you've eaten there. Tell people that want to try Smoke and Honey what they're going to get if they decide to go there this weekend.
I'm glad you brought it up. I just revisited in the last week or so, and it knocked our socks off again. So this is a two-part restaurant. Smoke and Honey is a Greek restaurant. It's on Bienville Street, right down from Neo's. It's just off of Bayou St. John, and it's part of this cluster that also has Bayou Beer Garden, Bayou Wine Garden. So if you want to make it sort of one-block date night, as I love to do, those are great options that are just a couple steps away. But it's a Greek restaurant, and it's different from your kind of old school Greek restaurant. So the younger gal started it up, tapping into her Greek roots. There's a smidge of Jewish food on the menu. She's also Jewish. She's got like a matzo ball soup on the lunch menu. But that's the thing. At breakfast and lunch, it's a casual deli. You order at the counter. It's got great coffee from a local brand called Coffee Science, full espresso bar. You're getting a hero breakfast sandwich, which is a lot of fun, with a squeaky halloumi cheese in there. It's good bagels, salads, dips, that sort of thing. At night, here's the revelation. It switches over into a Greek taverna. Same restaurant, same setups, same everything, except it's table service, different menu. disco's a little more upscale, but it's still quite casual, but it's stylish and cool casual with plants everywhere and little fun statues of Greek icons all on the bar and at the tables. And yes, we mentioned the whole branzino, which is a great fish to get to share. I mean, it's the whole fish. Two people can polish it off, maybe with leftovers. But the dish we had last time that really was terrific was the 15-hour lamb, obviously slow-cooked lamb, shredded and then put back together in sort of a cake and served over the finest orzo I can remember having. And I know that doesn't sound all that exciting. It's like, oh, the rice was great. But think about it. I mean, the rice can make or break a meal. So can the orzo. It was silky and smooth and buttery and delicious. Pair that up with a trio of garlicky dips with some pita bread right off the griddle and terrific cocktails. They have a summer tomato, Creole tomato martini that you sip this and it tastes of tomato. It tastes of summer. It tastes like you're having a martini in the middle of a garden that's in bloom. Just delicious. They also have a beet martini that's terrific too. A little thicker, a little heavier on the flavor, a little earthy and smoky and herby, but great and really fits with the cuisine too. So go to Smoke and Honey during the day for more of a brunch, lunch, cafe experience. But I really urge you to go at night for a dinner that you'll definitely remember me talking about later.
Somebody texted in, they had a trip to Italy planned this summer due to a series of financial reversals. They can't do it, and they want to know if they could maybe make a tour of Italy with Italian restaurants in New Orleans this summer.
I love this. Okay. Hopefully the financial reversal wasn't too much. Just going to give you an upscale option that will feel a little bit like travel for you. You know, guys, it's going to be a little spendy, but if maybe you're saving a lot of money because you're not taking the trips, so the finances are meeting somewhere in the middle, I hope. I'm going to give you a couple options. But this first one that flashed into my mind is the restaurant's called San Lorenzo. And the reason it came into my mind is it's in a hotel, the St. Vincent, in the Lower Garden District, that feels like you're traveling. It feels like you're traveling to Europe. It's very New Orleans. It's in an old New Orleans orphanage. Doesn't get more haunted than that, by the way, I'm just saying. But it has been transformed into this upscale hotel with a gorgeous pool and patio and these big surrounding shady veranda-style balconies and galleries. And then there's a cool bar that's separate from the restaurant in the lobby that makes you feel like you're in Milan, perhaps. And then you go down the long, echoey hall and you find the restaurant, and it's upscale Italian food, quite unlike New Orleans Creole Italian food. It's, not a lot of red sauce, not a lot of spaghetti bolognese, oysters, that kind of thing, which I love. Mm-hmm. But it's more of that clean-lined coastal Italian cooking. Okay, so and if you can make a staycation of it at that place, that might take some of the sting away from not making the trip. But if you're just looking for a couple restaurants to put on your list, and now I'm talking about restaurants that are more Italian than Creole Italian, because there's a distinction there. Creole Italian, we're talking, of course, Mandina's, Liuz's, the red sauce, the seafood, there's gumbo on the menu next to the meatballs, but more Italian. Avo, uptown on Magazine Street. Again, a beautiful, it feels like an indoor patio, the dining room. It feels a bit like you're in a plant-lined patio outside, although actually you're indoors. A new one is Aviva. It's down in the Marigny at what used to be called Franklin Restaurant. They'll tell you it's not Italian. It's Italian. I mean, it's very coastal Italian with a few other different influences here and there, which is fine because when you go to other countries, they usually don't go entirely by the one script unless they're aiming at tourists, which we want to find the best restaurants there aren't. So it's okay to have a little mixed in. But Aviva is a fun new addition. Go for their happy hour, by the way. I think if you get in before 6, $5 martinis, that's always a good curtain raiser. And another, I have the tip of my tongue. Oh, Gianna. This is Donald Link's Italian restaurant down in the CBD. This is a little more grand and elegant in style, but it definitely will give you some of that transporting power to Italy.
Somebody texted in Nuvolari's on Girard Street. You know anything about them?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's back up in Mandeville. That's Gerard Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets a little confusing. If you're looking for this restaurant on Gerard Street downtown, you're very far off.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. This is in Mandeville. You're on the way to the lakefront, and this is, it might be the longest running restaurant in Old Mandeville. It goes heavy on Italian. It's got a great vibe. It's good character to it. Big bar, nice bar scene. It's been around forever. It's one of those old stalwarts of the North Shore dining scene in Mandeville in particular.
Somebody texted in, this is interesting. I am a physician taking a fellow physician on a first date, and I want to go to the hottest spot in town. Can Ian suggest a couple?
Sure. Let's start with the Kingsway. I say this hesitantly because if this is a first date, I'm going to tell you what Kingsway is. I'm going to give you the alternative to Kingsway. The reason I hesitate is because Kingsway is fantastic, but it is a tasting menu restaurant. And so, you know, that's a buy the ticket, take the ride kind of scenario. You're not stopping in for just one plate and a drink and seeing how the date goes. This is a four-course tasting menu restaurant. But when you say hot spot, that flashed into my mind because it just opened and it is red hot, baby. It is the second restaurant from the family that runs Saffron, the upscale Indian restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street, but it's totally different. It's upscale Asian food. Some of it's Chinese. Some of it's definitely Vietnamese. Some of it are kind of original family creations. But it's a gorgeous restaurant. It's a four-course tasting menu. It's not killer. It's under $100 for the tasting menu. But it's definitely high-aiming, upscale, and really refined in every way, and just fantastic. It should be on your list for a memorable dining experience. But I can't remember if the listener was saying this is a first date.
I don't know. It just said fellow physician. I think it.
Okay.
I inferred it as first date.
Well, if you're up for the ride, that's my first pick. But if this is a first date, I have a thing about recommending first dates. You tend to want it to be maybe a little less structured. Maybe you've got an out clause. Maybe it's like, hey, let's have a few things. And if it's not going well, gosh, I'm full. Oh, look at the time. You know what I mean? Well, no, the tour doesn't end here. You know, you've got a few more courses to go before you can break off as you learn more and more about this person. I'm just saying worst case scenario. And that's advice I did not follow in my dating life, by the way. But for others, I would say meet up someplace where it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little casual. And right down the street from Kingsway, also a magazine street, there's a new spot. It's called Really, Really Nice Wines. It's not a restaurant. It's a wine shop with a wine bar with a menu of like fun snacks that are kind of light and right for the season. It's definitely a hot spot. The place is buzzing. It's got a good feel to it. But it's not a conventional restaurant. It's a place you can pull up at the bar, find one of the little tables, little two-top tables, very intimate, and order a few things. If it's casual, first date, maybe you don't want to be juggling menus and who goes and orders at the bar. So in that case, the Deliche is on St. Charles Avenue. It's a downscale place. It looks upscale, but it's downscale. It's a wine bar that also kind of leans into being a dive wine bar, but it has a good food menu. Yeah, you order at the bar, but they come bring it to your table. You want to get the goose fat fried French fries. You want to get a cheese plate. You want to get the steak bruschetta, which is chilled, so it's nice for hot nights. Inside is kind of bustly. You can find your own space. You can kind of like have a private conversation without being cloistered away. I see a lot of first dates there, or what look like first dates, and I think it's a good move.
Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thank you for the insights. I hope everybody has a great time eating this weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Tommy, here for you.
Pleasure as always. We take a break, come back, talk to Ginny Bauman, Vice President of the Animal Rescue of New Orleans. They have a fundraiser coming up, a groundbreaking. They're looking for sponsorships. It's a no-kill shelter. They do a lot of good work. We'll talk with her when we come back. Right now, time for WWL Traffic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.